کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا, کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت موتنم آیا, ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت موتنم آیا. کرم سے رب بے کعبہ کے دعایا رد نہیں ہوتی, کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعایا رد نہیں ہوتی. نظر سے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا, کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت موتنم آیا, یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ منظر انوار کعبہ ہے, یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا, ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت موتنم آیا. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ وہ امید کرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا, ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت تنم آیا. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا. زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر, میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا, ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت موتنم آیا. One more request. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم. یا جبال الحرم, يا جبال الحرم, يا دعاء يا حرم لذتي ملتزم, هو عطا سبكو يا نعمتي موتنم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم, کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, يا جبال الحرم, يا جبال الحرم, يا جبال الحرم, يا جبال الحرم. آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم, جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم, جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہیں ہم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, یا جبال الحرم, یا جبال الحرم. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا, امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم. اے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, یا جبال الحرم, یا جبال الحرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا, ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم. میرے مالک یہ یونس کے سن لے دعا, ہو مقدر میں بار بار دید حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم, یا جبال الحرم, یا جبال الحرم.
رحمه الله. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We just heard the beautiful couplets of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damar Barakatuhu. In both these couplets, Hazrat talks about visiting the Haramain Sharifain and making tawaf of the Baytullah. All this is only through the karam and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah chooses who He wants to visit His house and then gives Him the tawfiq and the ability to make tawaf, to go to the multazam. Whether the person is a king, a rich person or a pauper, every person is dressed in the same garb that is the ihram. Because every person there is a loyal banda, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our cry, our desire, and our longing to see the Baytullah, to stand before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And despite our conditions, our weaknesses, the fact that we are so sinful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addresses the mountains of Makkah, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. When a true ashiq of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they have this ardent love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they would have love for Haramain al-Sharifain. They would wait to enter Makkah, and they would wait to enter Madina Sharif. So this is dua of Hakim Akhtar Sahib, that Allah grant me every year the opportunity to see your Baytullah and to stand before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Baytullah duas are accepted. And that he says that it is only the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is answering my duas beyond or more than my expectations. More than what I even deserve. Allah has granted me so much. So imagine what duas a person makes in Baytullah whilst making tawaf. Perhaps it is a silent dua. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the dua and the person gets more right there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us shahadat in His path and grant us maut in Madina Sharif and Baril Jannatul Baqi. This being a majlis of dhikr, the majlis of tawbah, istighfar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةً وَإِنَّ سَقَالَةَ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Everything has a polish. And the polish of the hearts is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person makes guna, then one black spot appears on his heart. When he persists in the guna, and he fails to make tawbah and istighfar, that black spot grows larger and larger and larger. Until the entire heart becomes engulfed. It becomes black, dark, covered completely. If a person persists in this way, he continues in this manner without turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his heart will become very hard. And such a heart, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is regarded to be أَبْعَدُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, most distant away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all commit sins. And therefore it is necessary to make tawbah and istighfar and make rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are cleansing our hearts. We are polishing our hearts. Our hearts becomes illuminated. Virtues of dhikr, ulama and mashayikh have mentioned more than 100. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru allaha dhikran kathira. Whenever a dhikr is mentioned, Allah talks about wa dhakirin allaha kathira wa dhakirat, making the dhikr of Allah in abundance. A lot of dhikr. One hadith says you must make so much of dhikr that people regard you to be insane. The entire world is alive. It exists. As long as even a single person takes the name of Allah. The moment there is no person taking the name of Allah, and no more Allah, Allah is taken, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy this world, and that's the day of Qiyamah. As long as the person is making the dhikr of Allah, Allah makes the world exist. The word Allah is so beautiful, so beautiful. No other deity, no other thing that was worshipped ever had the name Allah. The name Allah existed before the existence of the universe. It is present now, it will always remain. هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا Allah says, is there any other deity that has the name like mine, Allah? Even Fir'aun, who claimed to be Lord, even he did not use the word Allah. He said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى I'm your Rabb, the Most High. Allah didn't even make him use the word Allah, because Allah is solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Allah appears approximately 2,490 times in the Qur'an and Majid. We should take the name of Allah with azmat, ponder and reflect who Allah is. He is the one who gives izzat and respect. He is the one who gives us clothing. He is the one who gives us food and nourishment. He is the one that takes care of us. He is the one who gives us good health. Whenever we are in any distressful condition, in some pain, some suffering, then we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so ghafoor, so raheem. He is tawwab, and He wants us to turn to Him, return to Him, go back to Him, ask. He is the one who forgives. He is the one who answers our call. He is so kind. He is kareem. He gives us so much, despite the fact that we don't even deserve those ni'mats. Like this, we can mention so many qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His favors and His kindness over us. Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi was walking on the street and he sees a piece of paper and on it was written the name Allah. Bishr Hafi was a drunkard. But he showed so much of azmat of that paper, cleaned it, put some itar on it, put it in a high place on a shelf, showed respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh Bishr, if this is the amount of respect you show for a piece of paper on which my name is, then I too will honor you in this world. And it is mentioned that overnight, Allah gave him the tawfiq of making tawbah and istighfar. Bishr Hafi became a wali of Allah. Now imagine if we make the dhikr of Allah with concentration, understanding who our Allah is, contemplating over our gunas and sins and how we have angered our Allah, disobeyed our Allah, despite all that. Allah hasn't exposed our sins. He is Sattar. He is Ghaffar. He overlooks our sins. The entire day, how many gunas we may have committed, thinking that we are hiding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah was watching us. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi would say, إِذَا مَا خَلَوْتَ الدَّهْرَ فَلَا تَقُلْ خَلَوْتُ وَلَاكِنْ قُلْ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبُ When you're all alone in the room, and you think that you are in privacy, and you are sitting there, and you're committing a guna, perhaps watching some pornographic material, or entering a website or site which has got porn, or you're busy listening to music, or you're doing some haram, thinking that Allah is not, nobody's watching me. He said, don't forget, Allah is watching you. Allah is raqib, watchful, watching every movement of ours. So we should have the istihadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah consciousness. And that is the purpose of dhikr, making dhikr Allah. Not just assembling once a week. The maqsad of the dhikr is ta'aleem. So we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this method so that we can go back home in the remaining of the days, morning and evening, for some time, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if there's no dhikr majlis, then we won't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will be ungrateful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants it, that Allah consciousness to come in our heart. Our tongue should be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, when he was being dispatched to Yemen, a very emotional experience. We don't have time to go into the detail. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dispatching Mu'adh, and Mu'adh is told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps this is our last meeting. Asa an la talqani ba'da aami hadha, wa la'allaka an tamura bi masjidi wa qabri. Oh Mu'adh, this is our last meeting. Perhaps you will come back after some time. You go past my masjid and my qabr. I would have left this world. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala began to cry. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam couldn't see Mu'adh crying. He was rahmatul lil alameen, so he turns his face away. But among those, the advices that he gave Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, he said, oh Mu'adh, leave this world. Leave this world in the condition that your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, all the time, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala was with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and a shepherd comes by. So he calls him, invites him for meals. They were partaking of meals. The shepherd says, no, I'm fasting. It was a hot day in the jungle. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, such a hot day in the jungle and you are fasting. So he says, yes, I'm spending these days in this world and I'm making good use of these opportune moments that Allah has granted me in this world so that I may enjoy the nourishment of the akhirah. Where Allah will say, kulu wa shrabu. Hani'an, eat and drink and enjoy yourself. Bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliya. Because of the sacrifices, sabr you made in the dunya, now you can enjoy yourself. So he says, I'm fasting. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu wanted to test him, to see how pious this guy is. He says, you know what, I would like to purchase one of your goats or sheep. Whatever your price is, take it. Give it to me. And we'll even give you a piece of meat from there. He says, I'm sorry. This is not my possession. This belongs to my master. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, where's your master? He's not here. He's not watching. So what? He says, give us one. We'll pay you even. And on top of that, we'll give you some meat also. Why don't you just give it to us? We'll purchase it from you. So he turns around and he tells Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, words that we must go back and repeatedly say to ourselves. He says, فَإِنَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَ اللَّهِ. Where is Allah then? Maybe my master is not here. Perhaps my master is not here. But Allah is watching. Allah is with us. Therefore we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that our hearts may be illuminated. We may become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will make gunas, we will make sin, but we make tawbah and istighfar. So inshallah, our maqsad, our sitting here should not be with that intention to compare now how the dhikr of Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali was. Obviously, they were Ahlullah. They were awliya with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their dhikr is totally different. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting once as they were returning from an expedition. Sahaba had settled down in different places. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took shade under a tree. He hung his sword, fell off to sleep. Suddenly an enemy comes, grabs hold of the sword, awakens Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Muhammad, may yamna'uka minni. Now who's going to protect you from me? I'm going to kill you now. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam just utters the word Allah. He says Allah. The moment he says Allah, imagine the word Allah coming out from the zuban and the bosom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This enemy began to shake and tremble. The sword falls down. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi takes the sword. He says, now who's going to stop me from killing you? He says, kun khaira akhirin, please spare my life. Show some compassion, some mercy upon me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi forgives him. But the point is, look at the Nabi of Allah when he makes the dhikr of Allah, what happens? Enemy who's got the sword falls off his hand. Awliya Allah, they would make 1,000 times zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had they had the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are weak people.
So do not look at the voice, we are looking at whose name we are taking. And if we ponder over this, the name we are taking, our tongues are full of guna, lies and we cheat and ghibat and things. But we have come, as Hazrat Maulana repeatedly mentioned, especially at the time of tawaf, it is a washing machine. This dhikr majlis is also a washing machine for all of us. Only Allah knows who is pious. Doesn't mean the person sitting here and making the dhikr of Allah, then he is the most pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such a gathering. In the hadith it is mentioned that such a gathering that remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sakina descends upon such a gathering. Serenity, peace, tranquility. Mercy envelops such a gathering. Angels surround such a gathering. And Allah boasts to the angels of such a gathering. Then at the end of the gathering, Allah says, or makes an angel announce, قُوبُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. That rise in the condition that all your sins are forgiven. Then it is mentioned in the hadith that in fact, Allah says, I have transformed all your sayyi'at, your bad deeds into good deeds. And the angel says, oh Allah, there is a person who came with another purpose. He didn't really come for the dhikr for your dhikr. Perhaps he came to meet somebody. Allah says, هُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. They are such a lovable people, group of people who have assembled for my sake, that any person who just joins them for whatever purpose, I will not deprive him also. One riwayat says the angels, when the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken in a gathering, the angels throng such a gathering and they go right till the sama'u dunya, to the sky of the world. And when they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah asks them, in what condition you left my servants? They say, oh Allah, you were making your dhikr, your tasbih, your tahmeed. Allah says, have they seen me? Oh Allah, they have not seen you. So Allah says, if they have to see me, so the angels say, oh Allah, then these people will make even more dhikr. They will remember you even more. What are my bandas asking for? What are they asking? What are the requests? So Allah, the angel then replies, they are asking you, O Allah, to grant them paradise, Jannah. So Allah asks, have they seen Jannah? The angel says, no Allah, they have not seen Jannah. So what if they see Jannah? So the angel replies, then they'll have more hirs. They'll have more longing and desire to see Jannah. What are they seeking refuge from? The angel replies that they are seeking refuge from the fire of Jahannam. Have they seen Jahannam? No Allah, they have not seen Jahannam. If they are to see Jahannam, Allah says, then the angel replies, then they'll ask you even more that you must grant them safety and refuge from the fire of Jahannam. So inshallah, let's make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, La ilaha illallah. The mashayikh ulama explained to us that we're saying no, we are negating everything from our heart. We're saying, La ilaha. Ghairullah, everything besides Allah we are removing from our heart. And we are only putting in our heart and trusting in our heart, Allah. So when we make the dhikr of Allah, ponder and reflect that all the filth that we have in our hearts, we are removing it. Love of dunya and haram pleasures and haram things, which we are removing from our heart. And we are filling our heart with Allah only. This is the dwelling place, as it is mentioned, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the maskan of Allah. How will Allah come into such a dwelling place, such a home, such a heart, which has ghairullah in it? We have enemies of Allah in our heart, then how we expect Allah to come in our heart? If rid ourselves of the enemies of Allah, the ghairullah, and fill our hearts with Allah, it is mentioned in the hadith when the person says, La ilaha illallah, then there is a beacon of light from him right to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. When you take the name Allah, it is wajib to say Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu and the first Allah. And let us close our eyes and ponder that as we sing the name Allah, the entire world is saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. Every star is saying Allah.
Every leaf on every tree is saying Allah. He's swaying and saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Every sand particle is saying Allah. The oceans are saying Allah. The creatures are saying Allah. Insan is saying Allah. The jinnat is saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. The angels are saying Allah. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو مي الله وحاس بكم سودد مي الله Oh Allah, our hearts have become so dead, Ya Allah, that we cannot even, Ya Allah, feel, Ya Allah, the effect when we take Your name, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are Your bandas, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, where can we go to, Ya my Allah? Ya Allah, if You are going to shut Your doors upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if You are going to chase us away, Ya Allah, there is no other Allah we can go to, my Allah. Oh Allah, You are so kind, Ya Allah. You are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, You are so kareem, Ya Allah. You are Rahim, You are Rahman. You are Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. Oh, my Allah. You have got such beautiful names, such beautiful qualities. Send our durood upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Oh, my Allah, we beseech You, Ya Allah. We are begging You, oh, my Allah. Forgive us all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we seek Your forgiveness, Your pardon, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, You are Sattar. You have concealed our gunas, Ya Allah. In broad daylight, Ya Allah. In the darkness of the night, Ya Allah. In public, Ya Allah. In privacy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, knowingly, And sometimes unknowingly, Ya Allah, intentionally, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we had no haya, no shame, and we committed those gunas, Ya Allah. For that moment even, we didn't even bother, Ya Allah, that you were watching us, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, but despite all that, you still concealed our sins, Ya Allah. Our family members did not know of the sins we committed, Ya Allah. Our parents and children did not know, Ya Allah. Our teachers and friends did not know, oh my Allah. But you are Sattar, Ya Allah. You concealed those sins, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this gathering, Ya Allah, which took your name, oh my Allah. We realize, Ya Allah, we confess, we acknowledge, Ya Allah. There is no other Rabb we can turn to. There is no other Allah. You are the only Allah. Ya Allah, there is no person that can be, that is worthy of worship, worthy of being worshipped beside you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you have provided so much for us, Ya Allah. You are so kind and so generous, Ya Allah. You give us so much, Ya Allah. Despite us, Ya Allah, not being worthy of getting all those boons and favors, Ya Allah. Oh, my most kareem Allah. My most beautiful Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we committed, Ya Allah. Major sin, minor sin, Ya Allah. Big and small, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. Faghfir lana ma qaddamna. Wa ma akharna. Wa ma asrarna. وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا والله we wronged ourselves we oppressed ourselves we made zulam upon ourselves Ya Allah we heard your Quran and Hadith Ya Allah we heard majlis upon majlis and advices Ya Allah ulama-i kiram mashayikh Ya Allah and especially in this masjid Ya Allah every Monday and every Thursday Ya Allah especially Beside the other occasions, Ya Allah, when we heard from our beloved Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi, that shun guna and refrain from all evil and turn to Allah. Ya Allah, despite all those bayans and mawa'iz and nasihat, Ya Allah, we still disobeyed you. Ya Allah, we still disobeyed you. Wallah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we realize, Ya Allah, that we cannot go anywhere, Ya Allah. لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليك. We cannot turn to any other person. We cannot run away from you except coming back to you, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, therefore we have raised our begging bowls in front of you, Ya Allah. They are young, they are old people here. Ya Allah, they are teachers and lawyers and judges and doctors and professors, Ya Allah. They are businessmen, Ya Allah. They are ulama-i kiram and mashayikh sitting here. They are hufaz-i kiram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are humble people sitting here, Allah. Oh, my Allah, they have come with one request from you, Ya Allah. That you must forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Your sisters sitting in the madrasa and at home listening over the receiver, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, this ummat is going through pareshani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every nook and corner in the world, every country, Ya Allah. There is some chaos, there is some problem, there is some fighting, there is some war that is taking place, Ya Allah. Masoom little children, lives are taken away, Ya Allah. They have become yateem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, women have become widows, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, the ummah requires you the most, Ya Allah, now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have wronged, we have oppressed ourselves, and we have made zulam upon the entire ummah. That ummah which, for which Rasulullah cried, Allahumma ummati, ummati. Allah, my ummah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten the cries of our beloved Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have forgotten the cry and pain of the sahaba-i-kiram. We have forgotten the concern and the fikr of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he went door to door, Ya Allah, crying and giving da'wah towards your name and towards your deen, Ya Allah. But the camel intestine was placed on his back. Ya Allah, and he underwent such persecution. You are well aware of this. Ya Allah, we are not telling you and relating the story to you, Ya Allah. We are saying this, Ya Allah, so that we may remind ourselves of the sacrifices of our beloved Rasulullah Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Zalamna anfusana, zalamna anfusana, zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna. لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ But my Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, then we will be utter losers, my Allah. We'll be losers in this world and the Akhirat. Ya Allah, imagine the day of Qiyamah when Sahaba-i-Kiram who stand up with Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People of Baqi and people of Mu'alla. Ya Allah, and wherever the Sahaba may be and they will stand up with Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your friends, Ya Allah, the Salafi Salihin, the pious one, the Abrar, the Attiya. And all the Salihin, they will stand with Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam together on the plains of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, where will we be standing, Ya Allah? In which shoe must we go and stand, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, we love to have that Mubarak from the water, the Hawza Kawthar, from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let it not be that when we go, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns his face away. Or we are driven and chased away, suhqan, suhqan. And we are chased away. And our Rasulullah does not recognize us. Oh my Allah, we have blackened our hearts, we have blackened our faces, Ya Allah. We have made so much gunas and so much of gunas. The month of Ramadan is coming, Ya Allah. This Mubarak month, Ya Allah. You have given us another chance, Ya Allah, to seek your forgiveness, Ya Allah. We do not know whether we will live till Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, my Allah, you make that first line, the decision, that when we stand up tonight from Ya Allah, you have forgiven us all of our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel that, Ya Allah, the effect that our sins are now obliterated and wiped off, Ya Allah. And our hearts must feel that lightness, Ya Allah. Otherwise our hearts have become so heavy, Ya Allah, that when we say Allahu Akbar in our salat also, we don't even have that consciousness of you, Ya Allah, that we are standing in front of you. When we take your name also, Ya Allah, our mind wanders away, Ya Allah, in our salat, in all our ibadat, we forget that you are there. Ya Allah, we have no consciousness of you, we have no taqwa, we have no wara, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, change our conditions. Change the condition of the Ummat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, change our conditions, Ya Allah. We are weak, Ya Allah. We are your weakest bandas, Ya Allah. We cannot match, Ya Allah, the amal of your pious friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, ye tooti pooti mehnat hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the dhikr we have made, accept it, Ya Allah. If you accept it, nobody can question you, my Allah. Nobody can question you, Ya Allah. It is your right, your haqq, Ya Allah. No matter how bad we may be, no matter how evil we may be, Ya Allah, if you want to make us your muqarrab, your close bandas, Ya Allah, you have every right to do so, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we have so many things to beg from you, Ya Allah. We have so many things to ask of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these bandas of yours have made it qurbani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite the fact that their beloved Shaykh is no longer with them, Ya Allah. Despite that they have realized that you are still there. You are hayyu, you are qayyum. Therefore, they have come here with ikhlas, my Allah. And they have come to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, have rahm on us, Ya Allah. Have pity upon us, my Allah. We cannot leave this masjid, Ya Allah, empty-handed, Ya Allah. You are hayy, you are kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will never send us away, Ya Allah, empty-handed, Ya Allah. Fill our hands, Ya Allah. Fill our bosoms, Ya Allah. Fill our baskets and containers, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, shower us with your rahmat, Ya Allah. Your maghfirat, Ya Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat. Ya Allah, give us your marifat. Ya Allah, our lives be wasted, my Allah. We did not recognize you, Ya Allah. Let it not happen, we leave this world without gaining your marifat, Ya Allah. Without gaining your qurb, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us understand the Qur'an-i-Majeed, Ya Allah. Make us understand and practice upon the Qur'an-i-Majeed and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make iman come into our lives. Give us the tawfiq of amal saliha, Ya Allah. Protect us from all evil and filth, Ya Allah. Protect us from the rave clubs, Ya Allah. From the disco clubs, Ya Allah. From the gambling dens, Ya Allah. From taking drugs, Ya Allah. From living a life of zina, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from living a life of zina. From casting lustful glances at non-mahram woman, Ya Allah. Living a life of illicit relationships, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us take interest, Ya Allah. Don't make us consume haram, my Allah. Don't make us move towards haram. Don't make us see evil and haram. Don't make us hear evil and haram. Ya Allah, don't make us think evil and haram. Ya Allah, make us pious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us istiqamat, Ya Allah. Give us steadfastness, Ya Allah. Give us the taqwa that we read in the Quran and the Hadith, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is so huge and so big, Ya Allah. For us, it is such a difficult task to achieve, Ya Allah. Such a difficult thing to get, my Allah, and achieve. Oh, my Allah, but if you wish to make it easy for us, you can make it so simple and easy for us, my Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to inculcate every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us don the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us a good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Make us have such an akhlaq that we become beacons of hidayat, Ya Allah, for the non-Muslims to accept Islam, Ya Allah. Make our hearts attract them towards Islam. Make our amal and our akhlaq and our muamalat and our muashara, Ya Allah. Make it be such that when they see us, Ya Allah, our business dealings, the manner in which we treat them, Ya Allah, the kindness we show to our servants, Ya Allah, our neighbors and our friends, and the people we deal with, Ya Allah, make it be such that we display the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when they just see our dealings, they must be attracted to Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them be aman and chain and sukoon throughout the world, Ya Allah. Grant us, Ya Allah, strong iman, Ya Allah. Do not snatch away this iman, Ya Allah. When we leave this world, Ya Allah, make us leave this world with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa zuban, Ya Allah. Grant us, Ya Allah, maut in Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah grant us maut in Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us baril jannatul baqi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so, Ya Allah, close to Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu anhuma, the other Sahaba Ikram Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhuma, the Azwaj Mutaharat, Ya Allah, and the other Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala ali majma'in, Ya Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, may help us to cross Pul Sirat, Ya Allah, with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the horrors of and terrors of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Protect us from all fitna, Ya Allah. Fitna of the living and the dead, Ya Allah. Protect us from the fitna of Masihul Dajjal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the, protect our children, our women folk, our wives and children, our families, our parents, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, give us barakat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat, Ya Allah. Give us halal, rozi, and give us plentiful, Ya Allah. Make us use it, Ya Allah, for your sake, for your deen, Ya Allah. There are so many brothers, Ya Allah, who are looking for a job, some occupation, Ya Allah, so they may get some rosy and can put some food on the table, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you grant them halal rosy, Ya Allah. There are those who are suffering depression, Ya Allah. They've got some social problem, domestic problem, Ya Allah, some whatever health problem they've got, Ya Allah, whether the illness, whether the sickness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant all of us, Ya Allah, complete, kamil shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, Ya Allah. So many people who are in hospital, Ya Allah. Young children, Ya Allah, sick, Ya Allah. 3-year-old, Ya Allah, has got cancer, Ya Allah. Old people got cancer, Ya Allah, and other deadly diseases, Ya Allah. They're in pain, they're suffering, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Shafi, Ya Allah. You are the cure, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, grant all of them shifa, Ya Allah. All the marhumin, Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Grant them Jannatul Firdaus, give their family sabri jameel, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever desires our brothers and sisters have, Ya Allah. Grant them the jais desires and whatever the murad is, Ya Allah. Fulfill the desires, Ya Allah. Whatever problem they have, Ya Allah. You are well aware of each one's problem, Ya Allah. Remove their problem, Ya Allah. Remove our suffering, Ya Allah. Give us best of dunya and the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all shurur and fitan and mihan. Protect us from all takalif, Ya Allah. Protect us from our enemies, Ya Allah. Make people love us, Ya Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas, Ya Allah. Protect us from riya and takabbur and ujab and vanity and all diseases of the heart, Ya Allah. Give us a qalbun naqiyu taqi, a clean and purified heart, Ya Allah. Qalbi salim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina wa akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allah, make us have a beautiful Ramadan, Ya Allah. Those who are going for Umrah, Ya Allah, accept the Umrah, Ya Allah. Those who are going your path, Ya Allah, for Dawat and Tabligh, Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. Those who are in the Khanka, Ya Allah, make the Tazkiyah, Ya Allah. Wallah, those who are in Madaris, Ya Allah, grant them, Ya Allah, complete, Ya Allah, good Ta'aleem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever khidmat any person, whatever shu'bah it is of Deen, Ya Allah, accept all the shu'bahs of Deen, Ya Allah. Give them Taraqqi and progress, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, our list is so long, my Allah. You are well aware of all what is good for us. Grant us all the good that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for, Ya Allah. And give us protection from all the evil he sought protection from. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka habibuka Muhammadun Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.